This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Haba and welcome everyone. I want to share with you a thought on the Parsha, Parsha's Emor, where we have the sanctification of the Kuhuna. We have the mitzvah v'kidashtai, the mitzvah to sanctify and to give significance to Kaihanim. It's actually interesting, a question was raised to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. If there's a mitzvah v'kidashtai, and one is always supposed to give eminence and preeminence to the Kaihanim, and one calls up the Kohen for the first Aliyah, and if there are speakers, the Kohen speaks first, then when you're learning Yoredeya, should you learn the Shach before the Taz? Because the Shach was the Kohen, the Taz was a Levi. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, no, definitely not. And one of the reasons is that when a Kohen passes on, it seems like his kahuna is batal. But I want to share with you a story that's reported in the Hagos Mordechai, Masechta Gittin, Remez Tav Samach Aleph. The Hagos Mordechai brings a story about a Kohen who would serve and service and be Meshamesh and was Yotzak Mayim for Rabbeinu Tam. So they asked Rabbeinu Tam, that the Yushalmi says, HaMishtamish B'Kuhuna Ma'al, when he uses a Kohen, he's Ivar Me'ila. You can't just use a Kohen. So Rabbeinu Tam said, B'Zman HaZeh, Kohanim don't have Kedusha, because the Gemara in Zvachim Darshan's on Yezayin Amad Beis, B'Gdehem Aleihem Kedushasa Aleihem, Ein B'Gdehem Aleihem, Ein Kedusha Aleihem. So the student asked, so then, maybe we don't have to give the Kohen the first Aliyah. And the Hagos Mordechai brings that Vishasak Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was silent. Rabbeinu Tam was silent. In the Sefer Oitzer Plais HaTorah, he brings that based on this Hagos Mordechai that says Bizman Hazeh Ein Kedusha LeKohanim, because only Bizman Shebigdeyam Aleihem. That might explain another interesting idea that we find in Ksubis and Daf Kuv Gimel Amud Beis, that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen would say that just like on the day that Rebbe passed away, Batla Kuhuna, so too Rabbi Chaim Kohen said that if I was around when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, I would have been metame to him. I would have been metame to him. Why? How could Rabbi Chaim Kohen have been metame to Rabbeinu Tam? But he's a Kohen. So the Sefer Oitzer Plois HaTorah suggests, because Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen is being mitzaref, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam himself, that Bizman Hazeh Ein Kedushas Kohanim, and therefore if he was around, he would have been metame even though he was a Kohen. So these are two interesting practices that we see of Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, we see that Rabbeinu Tam used Kohanim to serve him. And when asked that one is not allowed to make use of Kohanim, he said, Ein kuhuna bizman hazeh, because it's only bizman shebigdeyam aleihem. And another thing is that his students say that had they been around when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, they would have been metame to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, some suggest that's because of Rabbeinu Tam's own shita that ein kuhuna bizman hazeh. So let's analyze that for a moment. This Tosfos in Ksubos on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that on the day that Rebbe died, the Gemara says batla kedusha. Tosfos says batla kuhuna, and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen said if I was around when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, I would have been metame to him. So in the footnotes on the Oitzer Plois HaTorah, he brings down that when he met Reb Chaim Knievsky, he said that when Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says, if I was around, I would have been metame to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe he was the very Kohen who served Rabbeinu Tam. That was the Kohen. The Kohen that served Rabbeinu Tam was Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. He was so attached to Rabbeinu Tam, he would have even been metame. Maybe he was the one who was meshamish him. So he says over here, Reb Chaim enjoyed that explanation and that assertion. But he says that it was Lav Davka Reb Chaim Kohen. Because if you look in the Taz, in Hilchos Birchos Kohanim, he says that Rabbeinu Tam holds even Bizman Hazeh, Kohanim have Kedusha. The only reason the Torah assured you to use Kohanim is it's a bezayin for the Kohen. But if the Kohen gets a Hana from it, so then the Kohen could be Moicha on his Kavod. And the Kohen that served Rabbeinu Tam was definitely Moichel on his Kavod. Why was Rabbeinu Tam quiet? Because he didn't want to give himself the status of Talmud Chacham that somebody could be Moichel on his Kavod and serve him. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah also brings in Siman Kuf Chav Ches that if the Kohen is Moichel on his Kavod, you could use the Kohen because it's a Kavod to the Kohen. And the Shaar Tzion quotes the Taz. So really any Kohen could have served Rabbeinu Tam. So it's interesting, we see two things about Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, he made use of a Kohen. That the Taz says, because the Kohen was Meichel on his Kavod. Number two, Reb Chaim Kohen says that he would have been Metame had he been at the Levaya of Rabbeinu Tam. Now why would that have been? There are different approaches in the Achronim. What the Gemara means that on the day that Rebbe passed away, Batla Kedusha, and that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen would have been Metamit Rabbeinu Tam. One approach, which is relevant to Lag BaOmer, is the Aruch Lener, Masech Divah, Masdaf Samach Aleph, as well as the Hafla in Parshas Chukas, that Tzadikim are not Metame. Tzadikim are not Metame. And there is a long-standing custom, which is not really what we call Oiska Haltin LaHalacha. There is a long-standing custom that people who are Kohanim go to Kivrei Tzadikim. There is such a practice. I happen to know of a well-known mystic or Mekubal. There are even English books about him. That I remember when I went to him as a bachar, I had a Shabbos Suda by him. So, there's a biography about him. And his tradition is he goes to Kibrei Tzadikim, even though he's a Kohen. And this is based on the Aruch Lener and the Hafla, who interpret that when Tosfos says Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen would have gone to the be metamit Rabbeinu Tam, it's because kivrei tzadikim eino metamim. Now, there's a tshuva that Rabbi Shloima Alefandri, the Saba Kadisha, wrote to sort of defend the practice of those who, Kohanim who went to kivrei tzadikim. And the Minchas Elazar speaks about when he went to Yerushalayim, he asked the Saba Kadisha about this. But nevertheless, it's not really what we call oiska haltin lahalacha. Even the Satmar Rebbe, when he went to Meron, he demanded that all the kohanim leave the area. The Satmar Rebbe did not feel that it was a justifiable practice. But there is a concept that is applied to the Rashbi that kivrei tzadikim eina metamim. However, most Rishonim explain Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen for a different reason. That it's not because Kivrei Tzadikim are not metame, but when a Nasi dies, everyone can be metame to him, even Kohanim, because since everyone is chayv and is kavod, he's like a meis mitzvah. Now the Beis Yosef in Yoredei Siman Shin Ayin Dalet asked on Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, because Rabbeinu Tam was not a Nasi. Beis Yosef says, maybe Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen holds that since he's a Gadol Hadar, he has the status of a Nasi. But the Bach doesn't go with that, and therefore the Bach paskins that a Kohen cannot be lenient and be metame to a Gadol Hadar. And the Minhag and the Halacha Psuka, and as is Mashma in the Shulchan Aruch, a Kohen cannot go to Kvarim, even Kivrei Tzadikim. But be it as it may, there is such a practice even till today. Now I want to end off by telling you an amazing chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Chachmas HaTorah on Parsha Shmini, and he writes this in his Chuvas, in Shalos Chuvas Tuv Tam Vadas Chelek Vav. This is quoted in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, that he wants to know why is it that when Nadav and Avihu died, why didn't Moshe tell Elazar and Nisamar to be metami to them? Why did he call Mishal ve'El Safan? And don't say, well, Elazar and Nisamar are kohanim, because a kohen hedyod is mutter letame lekroivim. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger says the following chiddush. The Gemara in Zvachim says Yudzayinu Medbeis that bizman shebigdehem aleihem kunasam aleihem ein bigdehem aleihem ein kunasam aleihem. The same story we quoted from Rabbeinu Tam, why Rabbeinu Tam said he made use of kaihanim, because nowadays kaihanim don't have bigdei kuhuna. The Gemara is mashma only when kaihanim have bigdei kuhuna are they kaihanim. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's true that when kaihanim take off their begadim, they still can't be metami lemesim, but when they have their begadim on, even to a relative, they can't be metame. Rav Shlomo Kluger's mechadesh that when a kohen is wearing his big day kahuna, he cannot be metame to anyone. And at that time, Elazar and Yisamar were wearing the big day kahuna. So Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice but to have Nadav Avihu be metame. Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice but to have Elitzafan and Mishal and Elitzafan be metame, because they were wearing their big day kahuna. The Megadim Chadashim says that he would add, or maybe disagree, that besides the fact that a kohen hedyot is now to be metame, there's another halacha. Rashi in Erevin says that it's asur midairaisa to be metame big day kahuna. According to that, even though it's mutter for a kohen to be metame to relatives, but it's not permitted for them to be metame their big day kahuna to relatives. So it's not that, like Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying, since they were wearing big day kahuna, they couldn't be metame to relatives. It's that you're not allowed to be metame big day kahuna under any circumstance. And since they were wearing big day kahuna, Moshe had no choice but to go to Mishal and El Safan. Okay, Rabbi Isai, nice to see you this morning. You could join us for our shir this evening at 8:30 p.m. And we're talking about the very sensitive topic of OTD. And of course, in the light of what tomorrow night is the yard site of Rabbi Meir Bal Hanes. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.